In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Hello and welcome to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thinking of retiring within the year? It's a lot to consider, but Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson outlines what you need to know to get there. Coming up on the Watching Your Wealth podcast.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
This is Veronica Dagger, and you're listening to Watching Your Wealth, where you learn all you need to know about building your wealth and protecting your money. Coming up, how to protect your parents from financial fraud. But first, the Wall Street Journal's Ann Turgeson is here to give some tips on what we should do if we want to retire in 1 year. Welcome back, Ann.
Hi.
And so this is a good problem to have to be thinking about. People may want to retire in a year, but I hear often they hesitate because they don't know what to do with themselves. What do you say to them? What ideas do you have for them?
Well, you know, it's important to think pretty broadly about the lifestyle issues as well as the financial issues. For example, if you think you're going to want to work in retirement, it's really important to start networking, whether that's volunteer or paid work. Certainly devote more time to your hobbies. In addition, if you want to start a business, you know, don't just sort of like check out of work one day and expect to set up shop the next. It's really important to go through steps like setting up a detailed business plan. The Small Business Administration has a lot of tips on that. And an organization called SCORE can actually pair you up with a mentor to help you think through some of the issues that you may not even be anticipating.
That's a great resource. If you want to look for work, do you have any websites we might want to check out?
Sure, there's some good ones out there. One is called retiredbrains.com, another one retirementjobs.com, and seniorjobbank.org. There's lots of volunteering websites, too. And in addition, there's a great organization called Encore.org. They actually sponsor fellowships that allow people to get sort of, you know, 6 month or 1 year positions at nonprofits where they really have, you know, significant responsibility. And so if segueing into the nonprofit sector has appeal, there are a lot of opportunities out there in that as well.
I love that idea of sort of interning to get that experience. How neat are that fellowship? Very cool. Now, when it comes to your finances, how do we make sure our money is going to last? Is there a way we can sort of stress test what we have?
Yeah, there's a growing number of financial sort of tools out there, in addition to, you know, financial advisors should certainly be able to help you with this. But there's a growing number of tools out there that are trying to help people with convert what they have into a stream of income. Fidelity, for example, has something called the Income Strategy Evaluator that's intended to do that. Charles Schwab has something called a Retirement Planning Consultation that can help you with that. There's somebody I'm meeting with next week who is affiliated with Baylor University professor Bill Rickenstein. They have a company, I think it's called Retiree Income, that is also aimed in that direction. So there's a lot of very good resources.
Interesting. Some great resources to check out indeed. When it comes to health care, that's such a huge expense. What steps can we take now before we retire so we can minimize that expense potentially?
Sure. So, I mean, if you're 65 or older, you don't have to worry too much because you can go on Medicare, although that opens a whole can of worms as to, you know, whether you want to buy supplementary insurance, et cetera. If you're younger than 65, that's when it really is very, very important to think about healthcare, because you don't want to retire and then end up with no healthcare at all.
Yeah.
Because if your employer-sponsored coverage is stopped. So it's important to talk to your employer about COBRA coverage. You might even want to shop for your own private sector policy. You can do it through an ACA-approved website, one of the exchanges. An individual policy is what I'm trying to say. You might want to buy one of those.
What about Social Security? What should we be thinking about?
Well, you know, you can claim any time from age 62 on. The longer you wait to claim, the bigger those monthly checks go. So if you have concerns about having enough money to last throughout retirement, a really good strategy is to delay Social Security, which probably means, you know, having to supplement until you know, you're 69 or 70 in order to make up for not for claiming later. So 3 months before your 65th birthday, you should contact Social Security in order to sign up for Medicare. If you don't want to claim at that point, you don't have to.
Good to know. Any last tips? We've got about 20 seconds left.
A really good tip, I think, is for Medicare to do a lot of research on what your options are. And a very good resource that's available for free are the state health insurance assistance programs, which are also called the SHIP programs. Hmm. And you can get free counseling on various Medicare alternatives.
I love that. Thank you so much. And these are excellent tips, as always.
You're welcome.
This has been Watching Your Wealth, a production of The Wall Street Journal. I'm Veronica Dagger. For more information, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.